Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, 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 my powerful souls, and welcome back to the Find Your Power podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I am so happy to have you. Thank you for clicking on this episode. And if you've been here before, hey, hey, how's it going? I love you. Thank you for tuning into the podcast yet again. I hope you guys gained something valuable from this episode. But just to kind of give you a disclaimer, I am in Tulum, Mexico. I said this in my last podcast, but I'm in Mexico, I'm in an Airbnb, and I don't have my podcast equipment, so you might hear a little bit of background noise, you might hear a little bit of construction here and there, possibly, just kind of ignore it. I don't have any of my noise-canceling stuff, and it's not super quiet here, so just kind of wanted to give you that disclaimer in case you're like, what the heck is that little noise in the background? It is just some slight noises going on here in Tulum. But other than that, we are good to go. I'm super excited for this episode because I am just here to freaking light a fire in you today. This isn't going to be a teachy kind of knowledge-based episode. This is going to be your freaking wake-up call or the fire lit under you or whatever the heck you need, because I'm feeling fired the heck up, all right? And the reason why I'm doing this is because I feel like a lot of people lack a cheerleader or lack a motivator or a mentor or something in their life that really lifts them up and inspires them to do more and to be better and to grow and to believe in themselves. And so if you don't have that person in your life, I am here to be that for you today. So what I want you to do right now is like do a little shake, do a little clap, whatever the heck you want to do to move your body and get yourself fired up right now. Get the blood pumping within you, like literally shake it out, whatever you need to do. I don't care. I don't care if you look stupid. Get some sort of blood flowing right now because we are going to light a fire in ourselves today. I want to remind you that motivation does not exist every second of the day. It's not something you should depend on or wait for, but it is something that can come in spurts. All right. And I want to give you a little bit of motivation today. All right. I want to light a little bit of a spark inside of you. But I also want you to know that you cannot depend on this feeling. You cannot depend on this energy. You cannot depend on motivation to carry you to your dreams. You cannot depend on it to come every single day. You can't depend on motivation to take action in your business, in school, in anything, okay? You cannot depend on it, but it can help here and there, all right? So, first thing I want you guys to realize is you are here right now, are you not? You are here on planet Earth. By some crazy chance, you are here on a floating rock in space living at this time in life. You are living in one of the most amazing time periods where you have access to so much knowledge, to so many amazing people, to the internet, cell phones, like airplanes. You have access to so many things. So first thing I need you to do is be grateful that you are here right now, alive in this moment on this rock, planet Earth, okay? Because the things that had to align for you to be here right now is absolutely insane when you think about the chance and everything that had to perfectly align for you to be here in this moment right now. It is absolutely insane. So take a second to be grateful for this moment. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful for everything in your life right now, because you are blessed beyond belief to be here. You are blessed beyond belief to have everything that you have in your life. You are blessed beyond belief to have the people that are in your life. You are blessed beyond belief, okay? So the next time you want to make an excuse as to why you can't do something, the next time you want to make an excuse as to why you can't work towards your dreams, or why you can't work your business, or why you can't put time into the things you want to learn, whenever you have any sort of excuse, I want you to realize that your excuses don't mean anything, and that you are being blessed with this moment, and you need to drop the excuses and make the most out of this moment. Not everybody was blessed with this life. Not everybody was blessed with a long life. Not everybody was blessed with today. So drop your excuses and understand that they are meaningless, and that you need to take full advantage of every single second that you are blessed with today and every single day. You also need to realize that you are blessed with this life, and it is your job to make the most of this life. It is your job to create what you want in this life. It is your job to create your dreams. Nothing's going to be handed to you. Nothing's going to drop down from the sky. Nothing is going to be just dropped into your plate. You create your dreams. You create your reality, and it is your job to do so. Okay? You were blessed with this moment. You were blessed with this life. So take full advantage and build your dreams. Build your dreams. It is only up to you, no one else, not your parents, not your friends, not your mentor, not anybody but you. Your life is yours to create. Your life is yours to build. So do it. Drop the excuses, because guess what? You were blessed with this moment. I've said this before. You were blessed with this moment. You were blessed with this life. And I want you to try to give your excuse to somebody who passed yesterday. I want you to walk up to their soul and give them the excuse you're telling yourself. How dumb does that sound? You are blessed with today. You are blessed with this moment. You are blessed with this life. Your excuses don't matter. Your excuses are holding you back. Your excuses are not doing anything positive for you. So drop them and stop letting them control your life. This universe is full of infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities. I want you to realize that. Anything you want to accomplish in this life, you can. Especially anything that's been done before. Anything that's been done before can for sure be done again. So start believing in yourself. Start believing that what you want is reachable for you. Start believing that if someone else can be a millionaire, so can you. Start believing that if you want your dream home, you can achieve it. You can get it. Start believing that if you want your dream job, you can get your dream job. Start believing that if you want a beautiful family, you can have a beautiful family. Start believing that if you want to travel, you can travel. Start believing that the life that you want is out there. Start believing that the life that you want is possible. And start believing that the life that you want comes down to you. Comes down to you, your choice, your actions, your changes, your mindset, you. Are you going to sit here and complain about your life? Are you going to sit here and complain about your circumstances? Are you going to sit here and make excuses? Are you going to sit here and play the blame game and blame your life on other people? Are you going to sit here and be the victim? Or are you going to say, I have power, I have control over my life, and I'm going to build and create the life that I want. I'm going to become the best version of myself. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to accomplish what I want to accomplish. I have the power. Who are you going to be? Are you going to be the one with excuses? Are you going to be the one that doesn't take action? Are you going to be the one that plays the blame game? Are you going to be the powerful one? This is the Find Your Power podcast, and in this moment right now, I want you to find your power. I want you to embody your power, and I want you to go out and use your power and create the life that you want. I want you to make an impact. I want you to help others. I want you to live a life that is fulfilled and happy and joyful. I want you to feel blessed every single day because you are. I started this podcast by reminding you how blessed you are, that everything aligned and that chance happened to where you're here right now. So I want you to feel blessed every single day. I want you to feel proud of the life that you have created for yourself. I want you to realize that you are the artist of your painting that is your life. You are the writer of your book that is your life. You are the creator, don't you understand? You are the creator of your own story, of your own little universe. You are the creator. You are so powerful, and you don't even realize it. You are the creator. So start acting like it. Start creating, and start believing that you can. And remember, motivation will come and go. You need to continue to create and continue to be powerful and continue to build and take action and create the life that you want, even when you don't feel motivated, even when you don't feel inspired, even when you don't feel lit up. You need to keep going, because in those moments where you don't feel like it, those are the moments when character is built. Those are the moments that prepare you and build you into the strong person that you need to be to receive all of your blessings. So keep pushing, keep going, and don't wait for motivation to pop into your life and then you're gonna be like, oh my God, yes, like let me work towards my dreams. No, work towards your dreams every single day, because you have the full understanding that you're the creator. And if you're not creating your reality every day, if you're not creating your dream life every day, then somebody else is creating it for you. If you are not creating your dream life and creating your reality every single day, then someone else is creating it for you, whether it's a friend or family or just your outside negative circumstances that are coming in and creating your life and creating your day. Create your life and your reality, and don't let anyone else have the pen to your book. Don't let anybody else have the paintbrush to your painting. You hold that control. You write. You make the art. You build your life. All right, that's it, guys. I love you all so much. That was kind of intense, but you know what? I told you guys we were gonna get lit up in here, so that's what happened. But I love you guys so much. As always, share this podcast if you feel called to, if you feel like anybody could benefit from it. And I will end this off like I normally do. Go ahead and share some love, light, and positivity in the world today, because you have no idea who you can impact. You have no idea who you can help and share some light with. So go ahead and share it. I love you all so freaking much, and have a beautiful, amazing day.